हरे कृष्ण।
The nature of material benedictions in this world is that they always make the living entity sad, whether one achieves them or one doesn't achieve them. Dhruva Maharaj, after acquiring the benediction from the Lord for being able to rule this earth for 36,000 years, after which he will be posted as the king of the Dhruvaloka, or the pole star. Still, after the Lord disappeared from his sight, Dhruva was lamenting. As long as the mind is directed towards or absorbed in material desires, there is no absorption in the remembrance of the Lord. It is not possible. That's why the 10th offense against the holy name, wherever you go in the world, the devotees recite it, has so many instructions on this matter. Even after hearing so many repeated instructions on the matter, one's attention on the material desires and material benedictions, it doesn't go away so easily. That is because of a lack of wholehearted participation in the Naam Sankirtan or glorification of the holy name. But one should surely know by such unwillingness to wholeheartedly participate in the chanting. A devotee should be ready to face the moroseness and the sadness and the lamentation that will come by focusing one's mind on material things of the world. Here we find, if somebody acquires the material benedictions, endeavors to enjoy them, one is frustrated and one laments. Or when one acquires them, but one's heart becomes purified, still one laments. This Dhruva Maharaj actually lamented because his mind contemplated on things that are meant for fools, the material benedictions. So he lamented in that way, either way. So I was recently hearing that for a Gaudiya Vaishnava, whether one is one is in the renounced order or one is a grihastha order, whoever he is, Gaudiya Vaishnava, his contemplation is, his pole star is Nadanam Najanam Nasundari Kavitamba Jagadisha Kami, which means, unless one makes this the pole star, actually the pole star is a central pivotal star around which all the luminaries revolve, all the planets revolve. So a devotee's life should be centered around this principle of na dhanam, na janam, na sundari, kavitamba jagadisha kami. Then Krishna also becomes center of the devotee's life. Without this, even if one is practicing Krishna consciousness for a long time, one is unable to delve into the depths of Krishna consciousness because one's mind is hooked on achieving the poisonous fruits of material pleasures. As it is said in the second chapter, 40th verse, Nyamimam Pushpidam Vacham Prabhadanti Avipaschitaha. One remains avipaschit, unintelligent. That's why it is said in those verses, one should not contemplate on the beautiful looking poisonous golden fruits of material pleasures. They are beautiful, they are glamorous, they are attractive, but they are poisonous. And as long as one's mind is focused there, then one's enthusiasm, one's determination to achieve them, one's attention, absorption, one's direction, one's contemplation, everything will be on those material poisonous fruits of this material world. But when one becomes convinced to give up those poisonous fruits of material pleasures, then the whole material existence is wiped out from one's consciousness. Then what remains is only the holy name, which is very natural for the soul to constantly recite. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So the material benefits and the benedictions and boons that are awarded to us in our lives are considered by Dhruva to be a punishment for the polluted material desires. To have a big post or a position or gold or silver or a beautiful woman or honor, all these things are called by Dhruva as a punishment for the polluted material desires. So, if a devotee can consider like this, like Dhruva considered, then such material benedictions will not affect a devotee. Because such a devotee's senses become like serpents whose poisonous teeth is removed. So they don't harm the devotee anymore. So this is actually the right consciousness for one in approaching the Holy Name. That's what the 10th offense against the Holy Name says. Harinam Prabhu ki. It's after